This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. As California heads into another even more challenging budget cycle, Bill Petrocelli has a suggestion for picking up a little extra revenue. He wants the state to force online retailers, such as Amazon.com, to charge and collect sales tax from their California customers.
They are not collecting the sales tax that we believe they're required to collect, and the state is losing a substantial amount of money, hundreds of millions of dollars each year because of their refusal to do that. And not only that, it's giving them an unconscionable advantage over other merchants because they're able to sell things for 9-10% cheaper because they don't add the sales tax. I think that's the main reason they refuse to do it, because it gives them a big advantage.
Amazon contends that because they're not a physical retail presence in California, they're not obligated to charge sales tax, even though they have thousands of affiliates in the state who are making sales through the Amazon online portal. This has been a long festering issue for Petrocelli, the co-founder and vice president of Book Passages, the prominent independent bookseller in Corte Madera. But books have become a minor part of Amazon sales, which now include computers, appliances, tools, clothing, and home electronics. Altogether, observes East Bay Assemblywoman Nancy Skinner, that adds up to a lot of lost revenue to the state.
The projection for last year, according to the Board of Equalization, would have been $200 million. Certainly, it's not enough to deal with the deficit, but every little bit counts, and it's money that's owed to the state.
So Skinner has introduced Assembly Bill 178 to address that imbalance and provides what she calls e-fairness.
If we are able to collect the sales tax from companies like Amazon and Overstock.com, it's not going to solve our deficit, but at least it will be more fair to all of our little businesses that are supporting the little leagues, paying their property taxes, paying their payroll taxes, when meanwhile we have these other large corporations that are designed to get around that.
Skinner's bill was originally folded into last summer's budget negotiations, but Governor Schwarzenegger vetoed it, calling it a new tax. With an even deeper deficit on the horizon, Skinner's hoping he'll see that differently now.
Hopefully the governor is going to be reasonably looking at how can we do some fair and equitable revenue increases, meaning how can we collect money that's owed to us to soften the blow, soften these deficits that we're facing, and soften the cuts that we have to make.
Bill Petrocelli, meanwhile, notes that New York State has already succeeded in forcing Amazon to comply with their tax collection regulations, and he adds the company has already proved they can charge and collect sales tax in California.
Amazon, for a long time, has been administering the Target store's online sales program, and they collect this tax on all of the Target sales. They know they can't get away with not doing it with Target because Target has stores in California. But they claim that, oh, they shouldn't be required to do it on their own sales, which are a lot larger than their sales to Target.
Ultimately, Petrocelli believes the issue is more about maintaining Amazon's hyper-competitive pricing than anything else.
They would probably make more money on the float each month from the sales tax they collected than it would cost them to do it. It's pretty obvious that the reason they don't want to do it is because it gives them a big competitive advantage over local merchants who are forced to collect the tax.
Skinner plans to launch a new push for her bill in January, both as standalone legislation and part of the New Year's budget package. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.